Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio is Sindra Sundberg. Sindra, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm a sophomore design tech major, and I'm here to talk about the costumes in SEMO's production of Legally Blonde.
Welcome in. I've been so excited. I haven't talked to anybody in the costume department yet, and I know Legally Blonde is very costume-centric. So what's it been like designing that process?
It's been really fun. I've been working with Scott Anderson, who's one of the faculty members. And then I also have another peer helping with the costumes. Her name's Louise. And it's been a blast. We've been doing a lot of pink. Mm-hmm. A lot of sketching and a lot of mood boards, just because there are so many people in the show.
Right.
And you have to account for everybody and what they're wearing.
So you've designed the entire show's costumes?
Yeah. Scott has mood boards upon mood boards, and then we just are sent into the shop to pick and put pieces together and put costumes together, and it's been so much fun.
Where do you take a lot of inspiration from? Is it mostly from, like, the movie or other stage productions of Legally Blonde?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're going unique at hearing from, like, other productions, mm-hmm. especially with our Delta, like, Greek chorus. Mm-hmm. We're doing more of a pastel vibe, whereas in most productions, they're, like, in all white, and they're, like, ghostly or, like, Greek goddessy. And we're doing kind of, like, these are still sorority girls. They're just, like, they're faded a little bit into the background. And it's cute. It plays out really well, because it's, like, they're super bright and punky when they're there. And then when they're the Greek chorus, they're, like, in the same costumes, but they're just like dampened colors.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's so fun.
That's a fun dynamic.
I love it.
How does it feel to be designing a show that's considered a classic? Like, do you feel like there are expectations for your work that are going into it?
I'd say there's definitely some musicals that are like very formulaic. Mm-hmm. I think like shows like Heathers and SpongeBob's, they have a look.
Right.
And you, like, have to follow that look. And I think with Legally Blonde, you get a little bit more freedom. People mm-hmm. have an idea, but you can always take that and, like, turn it on its head. I feel like as long as you stick to Elle wearing pink, you've got a lot of free reign. I think for us, we're going very 2000s with it, which is more movie-centric, as opposed to, like, newer productions of Legally Blonde. We'll do more modern costumes.
Right.
So I like the 2000s vibe.
Awesome. Yeah. What are some of the things that you think go unnoticed when designing costumes?
Oh, I think cohesiveness is a big thing. In a show like this, it can be easy to just be like, okay, let's just get clothes on everybody. But I think you still want to have a theme. You don't want anybody wearing something that looks either out of time period, or if it's someone in the ensemble who's supposed to blend with a crowd, you kind of don't want to put them in a color that not everyone's wearing. You have to like keep a very cohesive storyline throughout the costumes. I think people forget that we're telling a story with the costumes as well. Mm-hmm. So like depending on the season or where we are in the show, the costumes have to match the scenery.
Right. You don't want someone in shorts and a tank top if it's supposed to be the start of a semester.
Yeah.
What do you think has been your favorite part of working on this?
I think it's been a lot of fun to work in the costume shop. Mm-hmm. I just transferred here. So this is my first semester at SEMO. And my first goal was like, I just want to like get involved. I want to be around people that are into costume and design stuff like I am. Mm-hmm. So I think getting thrown right into a big musical like this has been fun because I'm constantly in the shop and I get to meet Ben and Amber and Scott and like all of the students that come in and work on different days. I get to know them better. So that's been my favorite part is like I'm engrossed now.
Right. How's it being a transfer into something like this? I know the theater community can be either very tight-knit or very, I don't want to say clicky, but sometimes those things can happen in an industry like this. Do you feel like an outsider sometimes, like when you were first starting out?
Yeah, it was a big culture shock to come here and go to a theater conservatory. Mm-hmm. I came from a theater school in Boston.
Oh, wow. That's
and
a big
so
jump.
And so it was a far away. Yeah, to come to Missouri was drastically different, but everyone has been so nice, which has been really great. And I think I was a little like lonely at the beginning, and now I'm starting to feel like I found my groove. Mm-hmm. I found my people, and I'm still like having fun, and I feel like I'm still getting to know people and like making new friends, which is exciting.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any more questions for you, but I do always like to open up the floor to my guests. Is there anything you'd like to note about your SEMO experience, about putting together Legally Blonde, anything of the like?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been really exciting. to, again, go somewhere new. I was a costume design major at my last school, and now I'm a costume design focus here. Mm-hmm. And it's been super exciting to just get involved in all different areas of theater. Like, I'm doing costumes for Legally Blonde. I did costumes for one of the dance shows.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, it's been such a cool time. I'm glad that there's so many opportunities here in, like, all avenues of theater.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming and speaking with me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.